poll, nearly half of Gen Z voters are sympathetic toward Hamas. By Hannah Knudsen on April 22, 2024. Nearly half of Gen Z voters are sympathetic toward Hamas, and one-third do not believe Israel has the right to exist as a nation, a recent summit.org/RMG research survey found. The survey, released on the first day of Passover, showcased the startling difference between the sentiments of all voters and Gen Z voters specifically, those born between 1997 and 2012. The survey asked respondents, "Do you believe that Israel's wealth and military power make its campaign against Hamas unjust?" While most voters across the board, 58%, believe that Israel's campaign is just, compared to 21% who believe it is unjust, only 42% of voters aged 18 to 24 believe Israel's campaign against Hamas is just. A plurality of voters aged 18 to 24 believe Israel's campaign against Hamas is unjust. While most voters across the board, including Gen Z voters, agree with the U.S. government classifying Hamas as a terrorist group, there is a 20% decrease among Gen Z voters, 61% to 81% of overall voters. Further, one-third of Gen Z voters believe Israel does not have the right to exist as a nation. Across the board, just 10% hold that same sentiment, showcasing the radicalization of America's youth. The overall survey was taken March 20 to 21, 2024, among 1,003 registered voters. It has a plus or minus 3.1% margin of error. It comes as chaos descends on Columbia University as pro-terrorist, pro-Palestinian protests erupt. It has gotten to the point that Columbia's Orthodox Rabbi Eli Buchler warned Jewish students to return home as soon as possible and remain home until the reality in and around campus has dramatically improved. The Ivy League University canceled all in-person classes on Monday. Related, CNN's bash, Columbia protests are dangerous anti-Semitism. To de-escalate the rancor and give us all a chance to consider next steps, I am announcing that all classes will be held virtually on Monday, Columbia President Manoush Shafiq said. It remains unclear when classes will resume. Related, NYPD officers arrest anti-Israel protesters taking over Columbia University campus.